trust you to govern humans. But your realm is not all human, the other elf added. For too many years Leonya's ruler has lacked any feel for the Tegan. This lack hurts us all. You have shown no such ability. You believe this, too, was destroyed by Baron Sekhedi's cruelty? Both of them nodded. If the small child is not taught, if instead all such sense becomes painful, then it can be lost for a time or forever. I see. But being half-elven, will not my children carry this ability by inheritance, even if I lack it? I suppose. I had not thought. The elf looked genuinely surprised. I had heard you swore never to remarry. I said so. I never took formal vows, not being in the habit of breaking my stated word. Clearly I cannot refuse to sire heirs for Leonya, and old as I am, I dare say...
Old?
The elf laughed, then sobered quickly. My pardon, lord, and lords of Saya, I meant no disdain, but Lord Falkyrie, you are not old for half-elven. You are merely well-grown. You have many years yet to found a family, though your people will be glad the sooner you wed. But I'm 50 years, and what of that? No elf-born comes to full powers much before that. Your sister would yet live, had she waited to wed and bear children until 50. Fear not death from age yet a while, Valkyrie. Blade and point can kill you, but not age alone, until your son's sons are come to knighthood. When the elves said nothing more, the crown prince spoke again. We would honor you with an escort into Leonya, my lord. Lady Poxenarian speaks of peril. Our lands are old allies. Will you accept it? Phelan nodded. Pox saw that he was near tears from all this. He struggled for a moment and regained control. I brought with me only a small escort, as your highness knows. I would be honored by a formal one. But when could they be ready to leave? The meeting dissolved in a mass of details. Which unit of the Saiyan royal guard would travel by which route? Who would take word to Phelan's steading in the north? How best to plan the march, and on and on? Pox listened, starting as the High Marshal touched her shoulder. If you have a few minutes, Lady Poxenarian, I'd like to see you in the Grange Hall. Certainly. I see we won't be leaving for some hours, if today. Not today, said Phelan, catching her last words. Tomorrow at best. I'm sorry, Pox, but there's too much to do. She bowed and beckoned to Garrus, who followed her a few feet away. Don't leave him, Garrus, any of you, for any reason, for even a few minutes. I cannot name the peril, but we know that evil powers do not want him crowned. I swear to you, Pox, we will not leave him. I will return shortly. And Pox followed the High Marshal away from the chamber. High Marshal Seklus ushered Pox into his study and seated her near a small fire. A yeoman marshal brought a tray of sweet cakes and a pot of sib, then withdrew. I understand your concern, lady, he began, but it will take the rest of the day to get a troop of the royal guard ready to ride on such a mission. Your things, no doubt, are simpler, and the king's squires will guard him. Now that you've handed over that sword, you'll need another, and I want a favor in return. The story of your quest so far, to write into the archives for the Marshal General. Pox told her tale, from leaving Duke Phelan's stronghold to her arrival in Varela, as quickly and completely as possible. But the pot of sib was empty when she finished. The High Marshal sat back and